You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, CBS soap opera fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we have got early edition Bold and the Beautiful spoilers for next week, the week of June 5th through 9th. Of course, all the big long list of daily spoilers are not out yet, but we have got some tidbits. We've got three big spoilers for the week ahead that we can share with you now. We're going to tell you what those are and the context for what's going on in the storylines and what we think these spoilers mean. But first, if you haven't, please click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Bold and the Beautiful spoilers, casting news, all the stuff you need to know to get ready to watch B&B next week. All right, the first of the early spoilers we have for week June 5th through 9th on B&B on CBS is that Brooke Logan reaches a boiling point. Boy, if you are watching what's happening on B&B right now, this pact between Taylor and Brooke is hanging on by a rapidly dwindling thread. Taylor still has the hots for Ridge. She's thinking about Ridge, but then Brooke came to confront her about Steffi going to Liam, about Hope having a crush on Thomas, and they're just kind of sniping at each other. It's reminiscent of their old days. So what this comes from, what drives Brooke to the boiling point, though, is something that happens on B&B on Friday of the week prior, Friday, June 2nd. Brooke sees something shocking, and that's from official Bold and Beautiful spoilers for the week we're in right now. And it is supposedly, according to the Daily Spoilers, Taylor asking Ridge to pick her as his plus one for this work trip to Rome, Italy. And we know already that he will not be taking her because behind the scenes footage shows Brooke with Ridge in Italy and they are canoodling. But the bottom line is when Brooke sees Taylor asking Ridge basically to choose her, that is the pact blowing up. And then the following Monday, Brooke is going to rage at Taylor because she's also going to realize that Taylor is the one that fixed Brooke up with Deacon. Because even though Deacon knows that Taylor is trying to clear the path for her to get to Ridge, the bottom line is Deacon does still have these deep and residual feelings for Brooke. And so when Taylor prods him in that direction, he's going to roll the dice and give it a try. And Brooke is going to realize, just as Deacon did, that Taylor is doing this for selfish reasons, not because she really wants them to be together out of the goodness of her heart. So we're going to see Brooke completely lose it on Taylor on Monday. This pact is going to blow up, but let's hope they can stay civilized because I do enjoy the dynamic of them being friends, but I know it can't stay that way forever. Now, another spoiler for Bold and the Beautiful, June 5th through 9th, is Hope Logan defends her true intentions. This is a very vague spoiler, and doesn't it seem lately that every piece of dialogue that Hope is involved in is her defending herself to one person or another? She defended herself to Thomas when he heard her saying those ugly things to her mom to kind of get her mom off her case. She is constantly defending herself to Brooke. Brooke, who has now decided that Hope really does have the hots for Thomas, and Hope saying, okay, maybe I do, but I'm not going to do anything about it. And then she's defending herself to Liam, who basically came at her after Steffi came, and she told him he's the man in her heart, but she still didn't 100% deny that she has this thing for Thomas. So Hope is basically fighting on all fronts with her mom, with Steffi, with Liam, and it's all about Thomas. Thomas is the only person that she's not having angsty stuff with. They're getting along pretty well. So we have to wonder who has got her on the defensive again already. The bottom line is Hope seems to want to stick with her marriage to Liam. Despite her growing attraction to Thomas, she has built this life with Liam, and she knows if she pursued her interest in Thomas that it would blow up and people would freak out and it would be a big mess, and Hope's not one to make a big mess like that. So the question is, can she fight the urges until they die down? I, for one, am really hoping that they're not just teasing with us and that we will finally get some Thomas and Hope scenes, if only just to drive Liam crazy. I would be happy if Hope and Thomas did act actually hit the sheets, if they did consummate this tension between them, and that we had a Liam Thomas Hope real, for real love triangle, not just how they're playing it now with trying to make Thomas, you know, this culprit. And I mean, it's got to be better than the decades we have spent staring at Steffi and Hope and Liam. At least it's a new love triangle. And Thomas is a hunk, and he does seem to have gotten past, you know, the worst aspects of his behavior, although a lot of people I know abhor the idea of Thomas and Hope getting together because of his past behavior. But nobody on B&B has clean hands. Everybody has done bad things, some of them worse than others, and Thomas definitely isn't the worst one in the pile. So I'll just say that, and then we'll move on. We've got one more big Bold and the Beautiful spoiler for you for the week of June 5th through 9th in this early edition video. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of your updates for your favorite CBS soap opera. Okay, let's dig in. This last spoiler that's an early edition for the week of June 5th is that Rich Forrester has to come to terms with how his actions affected those he loves. So, I mean, there's honestly decades worth of nonsense to unpack in that spoiler, because is it the most recent action? Is it things he's been doing for 20 plus years? Let's face it, Rich has made it clear, at least it's clear to me watching these episodes, that he is definitely leaning towards Brooke. But then when Taylor talks to him, and she wasn't, I don't think, being provocative, but she was just basically saying, you know, we have kids together. Of course, I think about you all the time. And he was very flirty with her. That's the whole problem. It's like if there's one of those women in front of him, he is acting flirty and into them. And then, bam, the other woman's there and he's acting the same way. He is not picking a horse to ride. I'm not referring to these women as horse, but you know, you're supposed to pick a horse and ride it. And he has hurt a lot of people over the years by his waffling. He is a waffler of just extraordinary proportions. I mean, he puts Liam to shame with his waffling. So I'm wondering if Ridge is finally going to see the consequences of, you know, back and forth between Brooke and Taylor, and he needs to either choose one, the other, or neither forever, because it's exhausting. It's got to be exhausting for the ladies. It's exhausting for viewers, right? The family is fractured. Steffi and Hope have carried on this legacy rivalry from their mothers because of his actions. There's just so many generational repercussions to what Ridge has done. So it is about time that he thought about this. If he had just decided years ago who he loved and stuck with it, then everything would have gone differently. And so we have to wonder, this time, is Ridge finally going to say, okay, this is it. This is it. I'm done. I'm picking Brooke. We know from behind the scene footage that Brooke is the one that winds up in Italy with Ridge. There are scenes of them kissing. There's a whole bunch of romance. And Taylor is not one of the seven characters that is part of that trip. So it definitely looks like Brooke and Ridge are back on. But will he make it clear to everybody? Or is he going to go back to waffling? I don't know. All right, that's all of our early edition spoilers for Bold and the Beautiful. And we are very excited about the week ahead. And be sure and check back here for your full weekly spoilers as they are released. And check our Bold and the Beautiful playlist. We have a ton of really good stuff over there that you do not want to miss.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.